Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Planning our threesomes for the weekend. Heard the appetizer there. Young lady out of Wichita was asked by her, some dude, hey, you want to join me and my girlfriend who happens to be your best friend from 4 years ago into a threesome? So, what to do, huh? What do you do? You dive right in, I guess.
I can't even get two other people to golf with me this week.
That's a great point. Yeah, you're right. I can't find anybody to do anything, let alone a threesome. Plus, it's COVID, by the way. I forgot about that.
Right.
We didn't bring it up with that particular call. You can't get all kissy face and everything in there. And we had Dr. Bino on yesterday, and we disagreed with a couple things. But the bottom line is, I did tell my wife, I said, once we're both vaccinated, if we want to go eat somewhere... The one thing I'm not going to do is hug and kiss people I haven't seen. You know, hi, how you doing?
Would you if they were vaccinated?
Oh, no. Yeah, but that's going to be family. Yeah. I mean, I don't like,
right.
I'm eliminating hugging and kissing people I don't give a crap about anymore. That would be family, Todd. Yes.
Right.
Family, yeah, y'all hug and kiss them. Yeah. But I'm not going to... But, you know, I read... my problem with this is that just this morning I saw some dumbass I went to high school with. And not one of my buddies, but just a guy I knew back in the day. And I ain't getting a shot. I need somebody on there saying, yeah, it sucks. You got to get to, because they say it's voluntary, but you might have to have it to travel, and that sucks.
So well, stay home.
I am not, that's not my problem.
Stay home, man.
And I know we were kind of talking with Dr. Mina about that. That is not my problem anymore. It won't be my problem.
No.
The idiots.
You can't control what they're going to do.
No. And I don't care. At this point, if you don't... Now, I do care that people are still waiting in line because there are a lot of people who still have to get their shots. I mean, a lot of people. So, eventually, they'll be all getting their shots. But the people that don't want to get them, that's not my problem. Do you feel... I know you feel the same way. I know Puss feels the same way. I know Craig feels the same
exactly.
way.
Exactly. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
We're supposed to sit around...
I've done the right thing. With thumbs up your ass, right. Yeah, you're going to say that. Your favorite line. Yeah, you're about to say that, weren't you?
I went to multiple thumbs this time.
I hate to stop with thumbs up your
thumbs
ass.
Thumbs up asses, yeah. Or you'll wait till Rob Schneider gets a vaccine.
Ain't going to happen.
And then we're all good.
Right, the Rob Schneiders of the world, you mean,
right.
Which is a lot of people. Yeah. No. No, I'm not. I've done the right thing.
No,
I've done the right thing, and I've fought battles too against certain people. About what do you want? Hey, why don't you just come on?
I'm pretty sure.
Big deal.
I'm going to get on an airplane at the end of the month.
This month?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why not? Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, you can.
Why not?
You can, Todd. People are flying now.
I mean, I'll still.
And you'll be fully vaccinated, right?
Yeah. And I'll still.
Two weeks out, fully vaccinated, you'll be out.
When
right?
I'm on the plane, when I'm in the airport,
you got to wear the mask.
I will still wear a mask.
Right.
I assume I'm going to have to take a little public transportation to get where I'm going. I'll wear a mask when I'm on the public transportation.
Right.
That's all I can do.
Yeah.
What more can I do?
No, you're totally correct. No problem with that. No problem with that. Because the dumbasses are going to be dumbasses, and I'm not going to wait around for them. I mean, plus, you're doing the right thing anyway. You're wearing a mask everywhere. You know.
You're
wearing a mask,
and I think you should.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Mina sent another article about that. Wear your mask even after vaccinations. I get that. I think she doesn't understand that people are sitting in restaurants and eating. You can't eat with a mask on.
You got to get the nose-only mask.
Yeah, it's true, you do.
The nose diaper.
But that is such a stupid-looking thing because, first of all, it looks stupid compared to the regular mask. But eating is also your sensories or your smelling.
You know what that mask looks like? It looks like Zorro got pissed off, and he was tired of wearing a mask over his eyes, so he just put it on his nose.
Part of eating is smelling the food, too, so your whole enjoyment of the food would go away if your nose is covered, right?
I think it needs to be more like an elaborate clown nose. That would just cover and
make it fun.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
Make a little fun out of it.
Make it fun.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gary Menke's going to phone the program. The Menker, good friend of ours, comedian buddy, who's in Wichita on Sunday at the Looney Bin, right?
Yes, Sunday night, one show, him and a couple other buddies at the Looney Bin.
Cool, check him out. Good friend of ours, and he's a funny dude. He always, and more importantly, brings funny guys with him
a lot. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he knows some funny guys as well.
And Craig will be here. I asked him about a couple actors that passed away the last couple days. One of them was a dude you'd recognize was on everything over the years. I didn't know he was still alive, but he was only 84. I should say only 84, but usually we always say they're still alive. They're like in the 90s. Dude was on F Troop and stuff. See that text?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that dude's around. Yeah,
I remember him as Michael J. Fox's dad in Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, that's him. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
As soon as I saw him, I went, Teen Wolf.
Yeah, he's been around for years. That's right. That was a big role for him, too. He was a sitcom actor for years, but he passed away. Craig said nobody had him. And then I saw somebody else, too. And I forgot what it was. There's been a lot of character actors dying recently that you go, oh, that dude, you know. And I don't know, this dude didn't die of COVID, did he? Didn't say.
No, I didn't see a cause of death on that.
Didn't say. And you're right, we are getting questions once in a while, which is, I don't even want to really address them on the air, but I'm not going to address it because, certain friends of the show are not eligible for the Deadpool. Let's just say it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Because people are still alive, and I don't want to be, I want to hopefully think good thoughts.
I'll spell it out. Right. Yeah. Jack Hanna is a friend of the show.
Yes, yeah, big time. Huge friend of the show. Yeah, and we do have that rule. It's arbitrary, and we make it up. It's our rule.
Anyone we deem.
Right, anybody we deem, yeah.
It is. Craig Evans, Deadpool.
Yeah. And we fight with Craig about it sometimes, who's famous or not, but not that one. Maybe
we fight about whether you're lying
about?
Or not. You really want those people to die.
Oh, you do. You do. I mean, he's Craig's lying out of her ass. He's lying out his ass. And I don't want to get into this because I don't want him yelling at me again. But I texted Puss. I told Todd off the air. Forgot to include Todd in that text. I'm watching the Masters yesterday. Back to back, they show shots from Jordan Thomas and Jordan Spieth and whatever, you know.
Justin Thomas.
And they're the same dude. They're
same, interchangeable.
Same build, same look, same that with the hat on, the exact same haircut. Skinny, not muscular, same age,
yep,
same height. And they're not like everybody else. I know Craig said everybody's that way. No, they're not. A lot of those guys got beards. A lot of them got longer hair. A lot of them are fatter. And A lot of them are older. These two are on the top of the leaderboard all the time, and they're the exact same dude.
And they're interchangeable.
Right. Yeah, those two and a couple other like late 20s white guys.
But not those two. They don't look like those two guys. Those guys are always look exactly like, I think. And interchangeable. I was also watching a little hockey yesterday.
Why?
Because our buddy, Coach Mike Hastings.
Oh, college hockey.
That was on the afternoon. That was on the afternoon. I think they ended up losing. Look that up. Minnesota State, St. Cloud State.
And that's a one and done, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Once you get
this,
to the...
This was the semis. They were down 2-1.
They're part of the Frozen Four.
I had to lose, yeah, yeah. Minnesota State, St. Cloud State. Happened just afternoon. Live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But Mike Hastings... Head coach of Minnesota State, used to coach the Omaha Lancers here for years. He moved to town when we were in town back in the days, and we were actually living in the same apartment complex.
St. Cloud State beats Minnesota State 5-4 in thriller, advancing to the title game.
Ah, it was 5-4. Damn it.
When's the title game?
Well, the other two teams got to play. They played last night.
Yeah, they play. I think it's
Massachusetts
think
played
day off,
somebody
and
else.
They play tomorrow.
Yeah, Saturday's the final on that. I had Minnesota State in my bracket going the whole way.
Yeah. And who's the game tonight then?
It was
last night.
Two yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two yesterday. Nothing today.
So who's the final?
So it'd be St. Cloud State and UMass.
Did UMass win last night?
Yes.
We have a lot of hockey fans listening to this program. Unfortunately, we don't know anything about it, so we sound stupid. But I do want to mention it real quickly because I like seeing our friends on TV, you know?
Well, the first one was described as a 5-4 thriller, and this one says UMass takes down Minnesota Duluth 3-2 in overtime.
Yep.
To advance. So they're both great games.
Yeah, but it must not have been a thriller. It was just overtime.
Yeah, it was just overtime.
3-2, not a thriller. 5-4, thriller.
Well, in
overtime, it's a thriller. Sudden death, and then overtime.
Well, maybe the 5-4 was somebody scored a goal right at the end of regulation to, you know, save overtime, win the game.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Right, right.
Who knows?
So, yeah, so
I could probably read and figure it out, but I don't want to.
No, we need to know.
Yeah, we do. I just wanted to give a shout out to Mike because he's an old friend of ours, and it's cool to see him get some national recognition. Craig Evans, we also have Nick Allen, Gary Menke going to phone the program. It's Friday, right?
It is.
Friday. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.